Jameson, what do you think just collectively has led to the last seven games for this team coming up on the right side?
Man, I don't know. It just seems like every night someone else is doing it. You know, we've had good starting pitching. That carried us a little bit through the homestand, and then we had timely hitting. The bullpen has been pitching well. Back end of the pen's stayed really, really solid all year. So it just seems like we're getting help from everywhere. I mean, tonight, like, there's just no give in our lineup. Everyone, 1 through 8, plus my bunt, 9. Everyone was really making the pitcher work. I mean, I thought all their guys threw the ball fine, and we just made them work.
You know, when you were in the ball game, especially in the bunt situation, it was a tight ball game. It wasn't a blowout at that point in time. What are you looking for in that situation, knowing Bell, being a good base runner, can score if you put the ball in play?
Yeah, I got the bunt sign. I was surprised they weren't crashing a little harder, in which case I would have pulled back and slashed. And I thought they gave me some room over there, and I got a good bunt down. He threw a pitch that was I was able to get the bunt down on.
This team has been known for a couple of years now giving the Pirates a hard time. They've given you a hard time earlier this year. What led to your success tonight against them?
Yeah, so this is their third time seeing me this year, and a bunch over the years, over the past couple of years. So I tried to mix it up. I threw a bunch of off-speed. I thought my mix was pretty good. Threw two seams a lot. So I'm just trying to give them different looks, keep them guessing. Night like tonight, I didn't have my best stuff, but me and Diaz worked through it.
You know, both teams had a 3-hour delay, not just you. What challenges does that present? Normally you're looking at a short delay. 3 hours is like next level, starting at 10 p.m. What'd you have to do?
Yeah, starting pitchers, we're creatures of habit. We have our routines. Our start day is huge. I mean, we don't play every day, so that fifth day when that rolls around on our start day, we take it extremely seriously. So, you know, to be told, you know, we're starting on time and then getting ready and then stop and go and 8:30, then 9:30, you know, we just kept pushing it back. So I didn't really have a perfect timetable on when I could start my routine, and I just kind of do whatever I could tonight and make it work. So I don't know, maybe it's just a case of maybe sometimes our routine's a little overrated. You just need to go out and make pitches when it counts.
Hey, I want to ask you about Sean Rodriguez for a second. You know, this guy has been his teammate for a couple of years. You know how hard he works. Clearly, it's a different Sean Rodriguez we've been seeing the last 3 months. When he has a night like tonight, after an extended layoff, I mean, how do you feel for him?
Yeah, that's one of the best parts about being on a team, especially a team with a bunch of great guys, is whenever, you know, you have collective success and you can root for other guys. And Sean's a guy that everyone's rooting for every time. No one's rooting, you know, against Sean. Everyone wants him to go up there and do the job. So when he wasn't, that was not just tough on him, but it's tough on everyone because we all want him to succeed. So yeah, 3 hits tonight, home run in a big spot. It wasn't a blowout yet when he hit that. So just a huge night for him.
But the role you guys are on, is there motivation to not be the starter who kind of breaks it? I mean, nobody said that to me pregame, that, you know, you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, I guess that's a little bit of it. I can drive you a little bit. And then also, for me, I think it's really just building off of my last couple starts. I've had a couple things that have kind of clicked or felt right. I'm just kind of rolling with it.
Early on, you had two guys on second and third innings. What did you and Diaz do to kind of lock those in and let those go anywhere?
Became a thumber there for a second. I threw a ton of off speed.
Yeah.
The
curveball, you might too. Yeah, I don't know if the
curveball's pretty good.
Conditions had anything to do with stuff, but
yeah, you would think it would hurt, hinder the curveball,
yeah.
But I don't know. But yeah, I mean, Diaz is doing an incredible job. He's learning every time I go out there, pitch sequencing. He's extremely eager to learn. So, you know, whenever I sit him down and we go over a lineup and stuff, I can see him listening and putting it into play in the game. So I thought in those big spots, that was kind of a case of that. You just slowed the game down and remembered the game plan and stuck with it.
Getting out one of those spots, when you struck out Jeanette's, the one that kind of stands out to me, did that kind of, did you kind of get a groove in there?
Yeah. I think I struck him out and then got Suarez to fly out on a 2-1 slider or something like that. So, I mean, when you get through the heart of the lineup with guys on base, that's not just huge for confidence, that's huge for the team. Like, that could be the game right there. That could change the outlook and the outcome of the game.